Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something a little different. Yeah, we're analyzing a short excerpt from an adult film.
Okay.
I know that might seem a bit out there, but trust me, even seemingly simple sources can reveal a lot about ourselves and the world we live in. Think of it like this. We're using this scene as a lens to explore the intersection of technology and adult content. How the lines between public and private life are blurring, and what happens when things go unexpectedly viral.
Well, what's fascinating to me is how something created purely for entertainment can spark such complex questions.
Right.
We're not just talking about sex here. We're talking about how technology is changing the way we experience and share intimacy, the implications for consent and privacy, and the power dynamics at play.
Exactly. So let's set the scene.
Okay.
We have two people engaged in sexual activity, and one of them, let's call them the streamer, is live streaming the whole thing. Right off the bat, that raises questions, right? What does it mean to broadcast such a private act to an online audience?
It really challenges our assumptions about what's public and what's private these days.
Yeah.
In a world where everything can be recorded and shared instantly, those lines are becoming increasingly blurred.
Right.
And when you add the element of live streaming, it creates this whole other layer of complexity.
Yeah.
It's like the audience becomes a participant in the scene, even if they're not physically present.
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting. A third person enters, interrupting the performance.
Okay.
The streamer's reaction is priceless. First annoyance, then shock, then this wave of embarrassment washes over them.
Wow.
You can practically feel the awkwardness through the screen.
It's like watching a car crash in slow motion. You
Right.
can't look away, even though, but
Yeah.
you probably should.
Yeah.
And the newcomer's reaction,
Yeah.
totally unexpected.
Good.
They don't react at all how you'd anticipate, and suddenly the whole dynamic shifts.
Wow.
It's like they flip the script on the traditional power dynamics you usually see in these kinds of situations.
Okay, I have to admit, I did not see that coming. It makes you wonder how much control does the streamer actually have in this situation,
Right.
especially when you consider they have an online audience watching their every move.
That's the key point, isn't it? The presence of the camera and the knowledge that they're being watched fundamentally changes the nature of the interaction.
Yeah.
It's no longer a private encounter, it's a performance, even if it wasn't intended to be one.
Right.
And that raises all sorts of questions about consent exploitation and the ethics of consuming this kind of content.
It's like the streamer is caught between two worlds,
Yeah.
the private world of their intimate encounter and the public world of their online audience.
Right.
And as the scene unfolds, it becomes clear that those two worlds are colliding in a way that no one could have predicted.
And what's even more fascinating is that this collision seems to be drawing in even more viewers.
Really?
The streamer actually mentions that their viewer count is going up because of the interruption.
Oh, wow.
It's like the more chaotic things get, the more people tune in. It makes you wonder, are we drawn to the drama, the unexpected, or is there something more unsettling at play?
It's almost like we're all complicit in this blurring of boundaries, you know?
Yep.
We're consuming this content knowing that it's coming from a very private and potentially vulnerable place,
Right.
and yet we can't seem to look away.
It definitely raises some uncomfortable questions about our own voyeuristic tendencies and the ethical implications of watching and sharing this kind of content.
Then, just when you think it can't get any more awkward, the streamer mentions their father specifically worrying about him seeing the stream.
Oh, no.
And suddenly the stakes get a whole lot higher.
Oh.
This seemingly casual encounter now has the potential to impact their family relationships and their life outside the screen.
That's the moment where it really hits home for me.
Yeah.
It reminds us that even in this digital age where we often feel anonymous and detached, our actions have real-world consequences.
Right.
What happens online doesn't always stay online. And the potential for unintended exposure can be a powerful force, especially when it comes to something as personal and potentially damaging as this.
It's like this whole situation is a powder keg just waiting to explode.
Yeah.
And as the scene ends, we're left wondering what happens next?
Right.
How will the streamer deal with the fallout?
Yeah.
And how will this experience change their relationship with technology, with their audience, and with themselves?
That's what makes this so compelling.
Right.
It's not just about the shock value, it's about the human story at the heart of it.
Yeah.
We see the vulnerability, the anxieties, and the very real consequences of living in a world where the lines between public and private are constantly shifting.
It's like we're all walking a tightrope these days, trying to balance our desire for connection and self-expression with the potential risks of overexposure.
Yeah.
And this scene, in its own unexpected way, forces us to confront that tension head on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the streamer, right? We also have to consider the other people involved,
right?
Particularly the newcomer. Their reaction to the situation is so unexpected,
yeah,
so unconventional. Mm-hmm. It challenges our preconceived notions about how people should react in these kinds of scenarios.
Totally. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
You walk in on something like that.
Right.
And your first instinct probably isn't to just roll with it.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what they do. It's almost like they're completely unfazed by the whole thing. And that in itself is fascinating.
Right. It makes you wonder about their relationship with the streamer and the other person involved.
Yeah.
There's clearly a history there. Mm-hmm. A level of comfort and familiarity that we're not privy to.
Right.
And that adds another layer of intrigue to the whole situation.
Right.
So we're getting a glimpse into a very specific dynamic.
Yeah.
One that challenges our assumptions about monogamy, jealousy, and the boundaries of intimate relationships.
It's like they're operating on a completely different set of rules, and we're just trying to catch up. And then there's that comment the streamer makes about how this is way better than their stream.
Oh,
it's like a punchline to a cosmic joke.
Yeah.
But it also reveals something really profound about the nature of reality versus performance.
That line really struck me too.
Yeah.
It's like, even in the world of adult entertainment where everything is supposed to be heightened and exaggerated,
right,
reality has a way of intruding and disrupting those carefully constructed fantasies.
Right.
And sometimes that disruption can be more captivating, more exciting than anything that could have been scripted.
It's like that old saying, truth is stranger than fiction.
Exactly.
And in this case, it's also a lot more compelling.
Yeah.
We're drawn to the raw, unscripted moments.
Right.
The ones that expose the vulnerability and the humanity beneath the surface.
Absolutely. It's like we're hardwired to crave authenticity.
Yeah.
Even if it comes in the most unexpected of packages.
Right.
And that brings us back to the audience.
Yeah.
The invisible participants in this whole drama.
Right.
We have to ask ourselves, what is it about this situation that's so captivating for them?
Is it the voyeurism?
Yeah.
The shock value?
Me.
Or are they looking for something more, something that speaks to a deeper human need for connection, for intimacy, for something real in a world that often feels artificial and staged?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer.
Right.
But what we can say for sure is that this scene taps into something primal. Something that transcends the boundaries of genre and convention.
Yeah.
It's a story about human connection, about desire, about the unpredictable nature of life itself.
And it's a story that's still unfolding.
Oh.
Because remember, the streamer never actually turned off the stream.
Oh, right.
So all of this incredibly personal, incredibly vulnerable moment is still being broadcast to the world.
Wow.
And that leaves us with a whole lot of questions, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. What will the fallout be for the streamer?
Right.
How will this impact their relationships with the other people involved?
Yeah.
And what about the audience?
Right.
How will they process what they've witnessed?
Mm.
What will they take away from this experience?
It's like we've been given this backstage pass to the human drama.
Right.
And we're seeing all the messy, unpredictable, unfiltered bits that usually get edited out.
And that's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
It's a reminder that life isn't a neatly packaged story.
Right.
With a clear beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
It's messy, it's chaotic, and sometimes it catches us completely off guard.
And in a world where we're constantly bombarded with curated images and carefully crafted narratives, there's something incredibly refreshing.
I agree.
About witnessing something so raw and unscripted.
It's a reminder that we're all just human.
Yeah.
Flawed and vulnerable, trying to navigate this crazy thing called life.
Right.
And sometimes the most profound lessons come from the most unexpected places.
Speaking of lessons, what do you think we can learn from this whole experience? I mean, beyond the obvious stuff about technology and privacy and the blurring of boundaries.
Well, for me, it's a powerful reminder of the importance of empathy.
Okay.
We often judge others based on snippets of information.
Right.
On carefully curated online personas.
Uh-huh.
But this scene forces us to look beyond the surface, to see the human beings behind the screens.
Yeah.
With all their complexities and contradictions.
It's like we're being asked to step into someone else's shoes for a moment.
Yeah.
To experience the world through their eyes.
Right.
Maybe that can help us cultivate a little more understanding and compassion in our own lives.
I think it also raises some important questions about the nature of consent.
Okay.
In the digital age.
Right.
We tend to think of consent as a black and white issue.
Yeah.
But this situation shows us that it can be a lot more nuanced than that, especially when you factor in the presence of an online audience.
Right.
The potential for exploitation.
Yes.
And the fact that what happens online can have real world consequences.
It's a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
It is.
And I don't think there are any easy answers. But maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
Maybe the real value of this deep dive isn't about finding definitive solutions, but rather about prompting us to ask ourselves some hard questions.
Yeah.
And to engage in a more thoughtful and nuanced conversation about these issues.
Exactly. It's about challenging our assumptions, broadening our perspectives, and ultimately becoming more conscious and responsible digital citizens.
So as we wrap up this rather unconventional deep dive, we want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay.
Next time you're online, whether you're scrolling through social media or consuming any kind of content, take a moment to consider the human beings behind the screens. Think about their stories, their motivations, and the potential impact of your own actions.
Yeah.
Because even the smallest interactions can have ripple effects that we may never fully comprehend.
And remember, in a world where everything seems to be moving at warp speed, it's more important than ever to slow down, to reflect, and to connect with our own humanity.
Great advice.
Stay curious, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay mindful.